A brilliant demonstration of this was offered in 1979 by Ellen Langer and her colleagues, who effectively reversed the biological age of a group of old men by a simple but ingenious shift in awareness. The subjects, all 75 and older, and in good health, were asked to meet for a week's retreat at a country resort. During their stay, they were immersed in an environment recreated from 1959. Conversation and information were restricted to topics from the era, and the subjects were, figuratively speaking, sent back in time. The results of this play acting were remarkable. Compared to a control group that went on the retreat but continued to live in the world of 1979, the make-believe group improved in memory and manual dexterity. Measurements of finger length, which tends to shorten with age, indicated that their fingers had lengthened. Muscle strength improved, and there was even significant improvement in hearing and vision. And half of the experimental group showed increased intelligence over the days of their return to 1959, while a quarter of the control group declined in test scores. Professor Langer's study was a landmark in proving that so-called irreversible signs of aging could be reversed using psychological intervention. In the following exercises, we will explore how to consciously call upon the power of awareness and use it to our benefit. For if we do not use it consciously, our awareness will be trapped in the old conditioning that is creating the aging process. Following are some beginning procedures for localizing attention and fulfilling intentions. We will progress to deeper, more powerful techniques in later sections. But even at these stages, the connections being forged between mind and body are extremely helpful for breaking out of the old pathways that create aging. Remember that awareness is biological information, and it has two components, attention and intention. Exercise 1. Paying attention to your body. In this first exercise, you are asked to easily direct your attention to each area of the body, and as this happens, the act of paying attention releases deep stored stresses. Let's begin. Sit with your eyes closed in a comfortable chair or lie down in a quiet room. Place your attention on the toes of your right foot. Curl them up until they feel tense. Then release the tension and feel the sense of relaxation that flows into them. Don't rush either the tensing or relaxing. Take time to feel what is happening. Now let out a long, deep sigh, as if you are breathing out of your toes, letting all stored fatigue and tension slip away with your breath. Once you have this basic technique down, take your attention to all parts of the body in the following order. Remember that this is not just a muscle relaxation technique. Your attention needs to comfortably linger at each bodily location. Right foot, toes, ankle, flexing back, then flexing forward. Left foot, right buttock and upper thigh. Left buttock and upper thigh. Abdominal muscles. Diaphragm, lower back, upper back, right hand, fingers, wrist, flexing back, then flexing forward, left hand, shoulders, flexing forward, then flexing upwards toward neck, neck, flexing forward, then flexing backward. Face, screwing face into tight grimace, then tensing muscles around ear, then tensing brow and forehead. A complete circuit of the body, as described, takes about 15 minutes. If you are pressed for time, a short version involves only the toes, diaphragm, fingers, shoulders, neck, and face. Exercise 2. Focused intention. This exercise demonstrates that just having an intention is enough to accomplish a result. When properly focused, awareness has the ability to carry out quite specific commands. In the three related procedures given here, you get to experience the effortless way that intentions can get fulfilled, bypassing the ego and the rational mind. For best results, do the previous exercise as a warm-up in order to bring your body into a receptive state.